Let's go back and pick up on some of the details of all these different things that you've just mentioned, maybe starting with the last thing, which is the presentation at ASCO. I guess the thing that was interesting, we've heard a lot about the issue of dose dense chemo, even in breast cancer, but now this also had dose dense rituximab as part of this, correct?
Right.
Can you talk about exactly what they looked at and what they saw?
They gave essentially 12 doses of rituximab by the time the patient had had three cycles of CHOP, which was given every 2 weeks. That was a very interesting design of the study. I don't know how they ever came up with that, but I think the idea was that they wanted to get better rituximab levels, and they actually have a pharmacokinetics looking at rituximab levels that demonstrated that the more frequently you give rituximab, 2 times a week, essentially at the very beginning, you get higher rituximab levels that are sustained over a long period of time, a much longer period of time than when you give it every 3 weeks, as in R-CHOP 21 or even R-CHOP 14. So that dense therapy with rituximab somehow imparts a better response rate and disease-free survival to some patients who have large cell lymphoma. I don't know which ones they are. The study was done in people over 60, which is where they've been doing the R-CHOP 14, basically. And how that's going to end up panning out, I don't know. The real caveat with this, though, is something that's never been seen or described, and that is you have to use Bactrim prophylaxis, and you've got to use prophylaxis with acyclovir for CMV, which is something we don't normally do with R-CHOP 21, but has been described by Memorial Sloan Kettering giving just standard R-CHOP 14. So I've actually changed my practice when I give R-CHOP 14 to give acyclovir and prophylactic Bactrim to those patients who get standard R-CHOP 14.